This is the Don and Mike Show.
How could you do that to her?
Because I never let go of a good thing, Bernie, and you are a very, very good thing. The best cooler there ever was. And I need him back.
He ain't never coming back.
Matt the Bullock.
That is a dead man talking.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shelly.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show. Yeah, sure. It's fun,
Why?
Right?
Why?
Big, 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 bigger to big, bigger to big, 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 big,
bang, 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 bang,
bang, bang, whoa.
That looks good for young Matthew's tattoo, doesn't it, Mike?
It really looks good. He wants to put a design around ass, and I recommended that. I think it'll look good, and he's going to put it. It looks like he wants to put it on his bicep.
Good. So, good choice. And he's debating whether he wants a word before it, like manly ass.
Manly ass. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he'll be the final judge of that, and we'll see what happens.
Right. No finer way for someone to leave a summer on the show than with a nice tattoo. And as I said to him outside, whenever he goes to a job interview, he can proudly lift up his sleeve to say, look, this is how dedicated I am.
You want to know if I'm going to be tough on the other employees? Take a look at this. Mm-hmm. I'm an ass.
I've got a manly ass.
Right.
And it'll call a lot of attention to that rippling bicep.
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder, all right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I can't believe that you also can't tell the difference between squirrels and raccoons. I agree with you. They look just alike. In fact, yesterday I was trying to feed a raccoon some acorns.
What is it? Is this like an outdoorsman that's frustrated with your...
Then what happened?
Well, you never saw the raccoons.
No, I never saw the squirrels that my girlfriend's mom said that she saw. I saw them today, and indeed they are raccoons.
They're squirrels the size of kangaroos.
They're raccoons.
Right, raccoons.
Yeah, very common mistake.
My sister, when I was growing up in Maine, dated a boy who had a pet raccoon. He actually had, and I forgot what the name of it was, but I used to hold it, and it was Rocky Raccoon. I remember that. Kenny Perot, who also had hair down to his shoulders, and the harbor master up in Maine, said to him, do you stand up or sit down when you pee? I don't remember things from last hour, but I remember that from my childhood.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how's it going?
Very well, thank you, honey.
Great. I was just calling about that radio show that keeps calling and harassing you guys from Baltimore.
Yeah,
it's the back room, and it's really god awful.
what the frig is it? Is it a real stupid show?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a mad show at night, but really that's like the time slot, I guess, where nobody listens.
Well, why don't they just run promos on the station for it then?
I really don't know, because nobody listens. I'm assuming it's like I listen to the Oriole games, but it comes on afterwards, and I just turn it off.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Well, I do believe at a certain point it might be time to release the hounds and give them a real fine evening.
Yeah. Let some of our retard callers give them a howdy hi. Mm-hmm.
And they'll chuckle and have a snappy comeback for the first one or two. But then what do they do with 50 to 70?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
That's when they break out the old... You know, I don't think we're going to go with phone calls tonight. We're going to be talking about movies tonight.
And then it turns into hatred. Because right now it's kind of playful admiration. That's what I get from that guy.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Calling about that show that keeps calling in.
Oh, okay. I think we've had...
It's really freaking good.
Okay.
Enough, please.
Yeah, we don't need any reviews to know how bad it is. We've never listened to it.
Where's our big DJ Flyswatter? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, boys.
Hi.
Hey, be very, very careful with that young man. He's smarter than the average bear. He said he wanted to pick out the font. That means the size.
Yeah, no, that's okay. He can do that.
You're gonna let him make it microscopic?
No, when I said font, Matt and I talked before the show, and I showed I showed him, for instance, the tat that I have in tribute to Frida on my calf,
right?
Where I've got small initials. I said that would be large enough. I mean,
he's going to pick out the font, but we've picked out the text size. And the text size, for example, with ass, the top of the A will start right around the top of his shoulder, and the bottom of it will go down to his elbow.
I see. So he can always tell his friends that it stands for Alpha Sigma Sigma, which is a very nice female fraternity.
All right.
Good. It's good that it's there's no such thing as a female fraternity, but there is a sorority.
Called a sorority. It's a lot of time.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Rocky Raccoon went into Don's food, only to find Buzz's Bible.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Good, good, like good. That.
Very nice. Thank you very hard. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
It's pretty.
That was very good. Hey, I just wanted to suggest to Matt, maybe he might put man ass in front of instead of manly. Then he could possibly change it to Manassas.
Okay. And why wouldn't he want to? Who wouldn't want to?
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Absolutely.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello. Hi.
Don.
Yes.
Don. Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
At your cervix. Hey, what's happening?
How you doing, man?
Stuck in this heat on 66.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, but the heat's gone away a little bit.
Actually, I had that same discussion with Rob. I was watching the temperature, too, when it poured rain.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And it went down to, like, to 70.
Right.
But in the time in between this took me to drive here, at least in my car, the thing went from 71 back up to 87.
Yeah, it shot right back up as soon as the sun came up. Very, very interesting temperatures. But at least we're not where we were yesterday.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Mm-hmm. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
You all right, Buzz?
I've lost my sense of balance.
Why?
Because of the heat.
Why?
Well, because it screws up your sinuses. You get stuffy and you get dizzy. Well, because of the humidity that comes with the heat.
Why?
Larry, I don't know.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
Why?
And I don't.
That guy. And I don't, but I am so horny that I'm still going to tap it.
And I don't. But goddamn, I get scared every time I do it. I get scared if I have breakfast with this girl.
And I don't. But it still, as far as my mouth area, looks as though I have reached into a vat and crushed grapes with my lips.
Wouldn't it be great? She goes, I have herpes. He goes, and I don't.
I don't with the Simpsons tone.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I don't.
Hi there. This is the Donna Mike Show.
Hey, gentlemen. You're talking about herpes. I was reading an article where if you go waxing, you could actually get herpes. And I know that both you gentlemen are pretty hairy gentlemen, right?
Well, and we both wax on a regular basis. That's a little concerning
and
for us.
And you can get herpes, too, because they don't change the sticks.
Really?
The waxing
exactly.
Sticks.
Of course they change the
they
sticks.
They don't change the sticks. Trust me, man. You know, from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the back room, they don't change the sticks. They
No.
The so if you, like, wax Mike, out a hair on. That's Stop. Got... Yes?
You missed it. What? It was another plug for that stupid show
plug
again.
The show that.
Oh no!
Seriously, uh-huh. Seriously. Dude.
Is this? Is it the guy? Is this the guy from the show?
You know, I wish I could tell you, but my software is. Here's a shock. My software is not working, so I'm taking these calls blind. I don't even have like caller ID coming up.
All right. I guess note to John and Joe, a little sleuthing for. Gotta find out if that's the guy.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Release the hell.
Joe was a Don and Mike trademark. Ass hat.
Asshat's wonderful.
Asshat's sure. Not
would
bad.
You allow an asshat?
Oh, sure.
Matt, what do you think about asshat?
If he wanted anything to go with ass.
Asshat would be delight. That's a real signature line from this show.
I think ass is just fine the way it is.
Okay. All right.
Yes. All right, smarm. How about
all right,
smarm?
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Smarmy ass.
Smelly. Stinky.
Make it really direct.
Poopy.
That's the one where you always wear long sleeve shirts.
How about dirty? Diseased, rotten.
I was going to say smart, but no, that's almost a term of endearment for
no,
him.
No, dumb. It would have to be dumbass.
Dumbass.
Dumbass would be the best.
I like just ass, too. I kind of like that.
Simple. You're right, Robbie. Like dumb suckers.
Right.
Right. Dumbass.
They leave off the B.
Dumbs.
For your convenience. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don!
Okay.
Don, I got a squirrel for you.
Hey, fellas, I caught him right here. First try. Caught him right there.
Yay!
I got him.
Very good.
So destroy him, please.
It's you. Hugh Hamilton.
Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Yeah.
Or as I say, the white man's moral compass.
Hey, wow, you know, that's some right. people have Al Sharpton. We got you guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, hey, absolutely. I like the way you talk.
Yeah,
this way.
Maybe Matt could get the tat in Chinese. That way, you know, if he's trying to impress a chick or something, he can just make up what it says.
Yeah, I agree. Rob's flipping you off. Rob is flipping you off, and I'm right there with him.
I am too.
We don't want to make it easier on him. We've agreed to ask. That's what it's going
to
be.
And trust me, when he goes to China, well, first off, he doesn't really need the tattoo. You know, it's like putting a Mr. Yuck sticker on poison.
Right, exactly. Right.
When you see the skull and crossbones, when you see Matt, you already know he's an ass.
Yeah, I mean, it's like putting a radioactive waste sticker on something that you can obviously see is causing people to be sick.
Hi there, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I have an idea for his little tattoo.
Great.
What about an actual picture of that word?
What about everybody just please, please leave the driving to us? It's enough he's going to get ass on his arm. We think that's great.
And it's going to be well done. We've got a good tattoo artist, and it's going to be very, very attractive.
They love to help.
To the opposite sex.
And to
the same
Bye.
Sex.
Okay, goodbye. Get out of here.
If he happens to get caught with marijuana in his car at Fairfax High School again, he'll go right to prison, and when they see that on his arm, he will be known as Insta-bitch. Insta-bitch Goldstein.
Mike?
Yes.
Paula Goldstein is very upset when you bring that up about
sorry
her boy.
Sorry about that. I am terribly sorry. Knowledge is power.
That's right.
I was just taking a trip down memory lane with ass.
Insta-bitch.
Ass Matt. Ass Matt. Yeah. Ass Matt's probably like a real name over in Iraq.
Yeah.
Ass Matt.
And it's how some DJs would say Hazmat. Right.
Wasn't Ass Matt the guy that from Borat?
As a man. An ass man was that Seinfeld episode where Kramer wanted the license plate that said ass man.
I'm just thinking of that video you showed us with Kramer on it the other day on your iPhone.
It's good.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Oh, and tonight, oh, Jesus, thank you. It starts tonight for the next 3 weeks. This is a glorious schedule.
Okay.
There's a football game on. Even though, it's preseason exhibition, I don't care. They could seriously have chicks out there wearing the uniforms. It's good for me. There's, for the next 3 weeks, a game on High Def on Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and Monday night.
What's the game tonight?
Colts and Cowboys.
Not a bad game.
Peyton Manning will play probably one series.
One series, and then they bring in the rookies.
Then it's time to check out Jim Sorgi.
Is there a guy named Jim Sorgi?
Jim Sorgi is the backup.
Really?
S-O-R-G-I.
When are we going to have our fantasy draft?
I think right before the regular season.
Very good. All right. Pretty I'm sure. Ready.
So I'm jacked. All of the games on tonight. I feel a palpable. Thank you, Buzz. You know what I meant.
Yes.
I feel when I talk to other guys that they're excited that football's coming back and football's on tonight. I'll tell you something that I don't feel anything for here in D.C. where we broadcast from is this Beckham-Schmeckham crap.
Yeah.
This tool is coming to not play in a soccer game tonight in D.C.
Said he might play 20 minutes, maybe 10 to 20 minutes, if that. They don't know yet.
And
I think they say that in every town he goes to.
They are covering this like Lady Di opened up her casket and flew over here with superpowers and is going to return and have some sort of a Live Aid concert tonight.
First sellout for the D.C. United. That's all Beckham-related. That's what it is.
Who gives a crap? I understand that the stadium is going to be filled tonight with parents who take their kids, who still believe that entire antiquated thing that I've heard since I was a kid, that because so many kids play soccer in America, eventually soccer's going to take over. Listen, no way, but whatever. Enjoy it.
And it is gaining a little bit every year in popularity. They actually are averaging, 15,000 a game? That's not bad. You're getting into certain other sports numbers by that, but it'll never. Do they really think that it'll eclipse football? Impossible.
Since I was a kid.
You've heard that, because soccer, for whatever reason, is the sort of safe sport that parents put their kids in.
And also because in the rest of the world, it's like the number one sport.
Right.
And we hold on to it because we invented it, and, it kicks ass. It's really great. And my question would be for any of you guys here who live around here, do you give a crap about David Beckham?
I don't think people do in general. I don't think the average sports fan does.
I mean, really.
I mean, I don't know enough about him and his ability to know how much is his ability. And, I mean, bend it like Beckham. And how much is it the fact that this guy is just
darling?
Hype.
Yeah. And from what I've been able to discern, his talent really started to slide 5 years ago.
Who was that kid for DC United? The guy, was it
Freddie Adu?
Freddie Adu. I was more interested, and I'm not an enormous soccer fan, in him because he was a player. Right. This guy, it's posh, and it's David Beckham. It's going out to restaurants in Beverly Hills, and it just seems like hype, and they spent all this money for him.
I can almost see it going on in L.A. because of the famous marriage and stuff. But here, I just don't see it. He's not that good of a soccer player anymore.
It's like here's the thing that bugs me, the way it's presented in the media, not only like on the front page of the newspaper, but when you turn the news on, it's like, well, as we go into our ninth day of 100-plus degree temperatures, the excitement is building.
Right.
As Beckham is in town everywhere, people are wondering, where is David Beckham? And seriously, nobody who lives here cares.
Well, it's the whole coverage of sports in this market. I was pissed off at the way they covered the Barry Bonds thing. I don't think they made nearly enough of a deal over the fact that the Nationals won that game. I really think they should have said this. Yeah,
true.
He hit it off this pitcher, but they went on and won the game. Nobody was talking about that. It was all Barry, 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 Barry. It was crazy.
Well, anyway,
Fox has graphics for Beckham, like the Beckham watch, and the Beckham coverage starts tonight at 7, and they've got the card that goes up, and it's got like a soccer ball in his face. And we're your Beckham station.
But like any sport, Don, drink enough, and it can be highly entertaining.
I guess so. I mean, I've seen the highlights. All the guy does is sit on the sidelines in a really nice-looking suit and waves at people.
Mm-hmm. You know, Pele.
And he's famous for what? For boning posh spice?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really when his star, you know, took off, when he did that.
Well, why don't we...
They always pout, and they always look unpleasant, and they always look like they're being put upon.
I see plenty of tape of him, like, in his soccer... in his faggy soccer suit, kicking the ball around with his mates.
And what the whole thing, bend it like Beckham, right, is that he can really curve the ball amazingly into the net. Right. That's the way he can work the ball as it is. That's
I thought it was about his thing.
North to south.
His thing.
Or east to west.
Beckham's thing.
I don't know. We're going to hit a break here in less than 1 minute. Standby Network. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm from down south, and I don't give a crap about soccer.
Yep. How's that dog fighting going for you?
What dog fighting? What are you talking about?
Exactly. Kind of a, you know, known in certain parts of the South as a regular sport down there.
Aren't you the Pele of dog fighting?
I don't think so.
Aren't you the Freddie Adu, the Beckham? And that's it. I'm out on soccer players right there.
Pele.
That's about it.
I said him.
Oh, you said Pele and Freddie Adu and Beckham?
That's it. It's a whole list.
Oh, and the chick that took her shirt off.
Mia Hamm.
Brandi Chastain.
Very good. Mia Hamm married to Nomar Garcia-Parra.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Right, well, who's he play for now?
Dodgers, I think.
Hi there, Don and Mike.
Hey, fellas.
Hi.
Jeremy Smith, a longtime listener of y'all's from Fauquier County. I used to go see Mike play up at the Second Street Cafe.
Oh, wow.
I'm out here at RFK Stadium, dude.
You what? Oh, you're at the stadium?
Yes, sir.
Why are you? The game's not even for 5 hours. Why are you there?
3 hours, beat the traffic, drink some cold beer, check out the Mamacitas.
That is a legitimate reason to go to a soccer game.
But you're not, are you there to see David Beckham?
No, I'm actually an 11-year season ticket holder, but I did get, besides my 3 season tickets, I got 17 extra to this game and have been selling them.
Wow. Why?
Why?
Seriously, not as a gag.
Well, he's selling them.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry?
Again,
why
are people buying them? I mean,
because they want to see Beckham, and like you said, he probably won't even play.
But the dude's not going to play.
I'm curious about the Mamacita angle. Are there a lot of hot Latina women there?
Well, a lot of Latinos, a few hot ones.
Oh, all right. Okay.
But they like to wear clothes about 3 sizes too small. Hey, but I love y'all guys. When you get home, leave checking out on ESPN, too, all right?
Who does this guy sound like? I'm trying to think of this guy.
Every caller we've ever taken.
No, I'll think of it. I'll think of it eventually. I'm drawing a mental picture.
Oh, but we come back. Have you seen the show Mythbusters?
Yes, sure. Great show.
Okay. We finally got someone from a TV show again that we like, and it's the hot redhead.
Ooh.
All I know about her is that I've seen the episode of Mythbusters where she actually sits on the airplane toilet to see if that story is true.
That it can actually suck your insides out?
That it can suck. She did that on Mythbusters.
Wow. God bless her. I'm glad she did and not the other guys that are on that show.
What's her name? Well, we'll find out. We'll talk to her in just a moment. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.